I was all ready to ask you to be seated, and there you are, ahead of me. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So a little quiz. I'm going to start out with a quote and see if any of you might guess who said this. I don't think there is anyone who needs God's help and grace as much as I do. Martin Luther, does this sound familiar? I'm sure he did. Those are words I think that could have been spoken by just about anybody, right? Could have been a teacher, a parent, a student, a child, a counselor, a soldier, a politician, a refugee. I don't think there is anyone who needs God's help and grace as much as I do. Well, the quote is attributed to Mother Teresa. In the book No Greater Love, she writes, I don't think there is anyone who needs God's help and grace as much as I do. Sometimes I feel so helpless and weak, end quote. When I think of Mother Teresa, I imagine one of the greatest witnesses to God's love in our time. I imagine that she was strong and confident, sure of who she was and where God wanted her to be. How encouraging it is to hear these words of someone who many of us consider as a giant in the faith and discover that she had struggles and insecurities too, just like the rest of us. The truth is, we are all in need of God's help and grace. We are people who search for direction, people who want to know our purpose. We struggle to get along and make sense of life's complexities. We wrestle with questions concerning war and violence and threats of terror. We're divided on issues. Gaps continue to grow between us. We fight about who's right and who's wrong. But there's one thing we all have in common. We are all in need of God's help and grace. God's promise is that it is ours when we seek it. Today's psalm that we read responsively earlier is helpful for putting things in perspective. The words are a combination of praise and appeal to God who knows all and who encompasses all. The one praying can't flee from God because there is no place beyond God's presence. God comes to the psalmist. God comes to you and to me. I want you to take a moment and imagine that movement, that direction. You are here, wherever that may be, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and God comes to you. That may terrify you, but don't let it only terrify you. The truth is that what we know about God is mostly clearly revealed to us in Christ. In Christ, we see the face of God, and it's a face of mercy and love. God's mercy and love flow from God to you and through you. Psalm 139 proclaims that a relationship with God is profoundly personal, but it is never private. God knows you, cares about you, seeks you out, formed you in your mother's womb, knows your heart and soul, knows your anatomy inside and out. But God is not your God or my God. God has a name and a history. This is the one who chooses Israel, the God who sent Jesus, the God who chooses you and chooses me to be his children in the world. This God loves all of you, failures, flaws, and all. Flaws. That's what we're focusing on tonight, the chipped cup. We all have flaws. You know it. I know it. We're all chipped cups, if you will. We make mistakes, we hurt others, we're quick to judge. We compare ourselves to others, and how many times do we come up short? Our habit is to try to cover up the flaws. I can't even begin to count how many times I've heard or I've said myself, if only this was different, or I just wish I could do that. We'd rather present ourselves as closer to perfect, but here is some really good news. God's not looking for perfection. God looks for you. So I brought the same cup. I've made a commitment to this cup for Lenten season. But it is a very special cup, and I'll tell you why in a second. It is from a former colleague of mine at the last parish that I served at Bethlehem in Minneapolis. In my last call, she was my partner in finding creative ways to communicate to and with the congregation. And now it's become my sermon writing mug for probably about the last 7 or 8 years. And so because I'm writing a sermon every week, it's right there in front of me. I fill it with coffee or tea several times over. And I like to have it right there. I've had it for years, but there's a crack I noticed maybe a year ago or so in the handle. So I'm a little bit nervous that it might break. Cup is special to me because of who it comes from and because of the importance of the creative process that it represents me, for me. But I don't think less of it because it now has a crack, because now it's flawed. No, the crack only reminds me that it's fragile. To treat it with care, to be gracious with it, that it's precious. And really, that's not a bad metaphor to live with as we think about how God sees us and how God invites us to see each other. Joyce Rupp writes, accepting our less than perfect selves is one of those big hurdles that needs to be faced in order to mature on the spiritual path. God already knows all of you and accepts all of you. Can we learn to accept ourselves and others, flaws and all? Accepting our imperfections doesn't excuse our behavior or actions that harm one another. We need to confess our sins. We need to acknowledge when we've wronged someone else, to recognize our shortcomings, because in the process of doing that, we discover our need for God's help and grace. I'm going to ask you to do an exercise, and when I ask a question, I will give you time to answer it or in your minds or to do the activity. So this isn't just an exercise in watching me stand up here in the silence. I'm inviting you to participate. So I want us to try to move forward together on our spiritual path of growth tonight. When you came in tonight, I hope somebody handed you a piece of paper. Does everybody have a writing utensil? Does anybody need a piece of paper? You guys do. Do we have any extras up here? They're up front. Thank you. Would you mind running them over to those boys? Anybody else? And here's some pencils too. Thank you. Now, just to assure you, this is for your eyes only. This is, I'm not going to have you write something down and then share it with somebody. So it's a safe place, and it's a safe exercise, but it's an important one in the practice of acknowledging our flaws and recognizing our mistakes. And what I want you to do is I want you to write one of your flaws on this piece of paper or a place in your life where you have failed. I'm going to give you a second to do that, and I'm going to do it myself too. And I'm going to tell you one, because I could be up here all night writing away. So one thing. And when you're done, fold it in half and put it in your cup. And if you forgot a cup and you forgot to grab one, that's okay. Just hold it in your hands, folded. Remember, the cup is a metaphor for you. It's symbolic of yourself. And I want you to hold the cup in both hands. Reflect on that flaw or that failure. Pay attention to the emotions that you feel as you hold that failure. Now I'm going to invite you to speak to God about your thoughts and your emotions. Be bold and ask God, ask to receive God's understanding and mercy. Listen for grace. Now take out the piece of paper and tear it up. Put it in your cup, the pieces. And if we work this metaphor, the flaw is still present. But it doesn't have its power anymore. You shred it up, it's a sign of having accepted this flaw or failure as part of who you are, but it's also a gesture of refusal to let it limit who you can become by God's grace. On the back of your bulletin, there are two questions for you to keep in mind in the coming week, but for tonight, I have another one to add, and it's one to think about as you leave this safe place tonight and head back out into the world as God's beloved child. How might this flaw or this failure be a crack through which the light of Christ shines? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you have searched me and known me. Even before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. We are all in need of your help and grace. We are weak, flawed. How wonderful it is to know that you come to each and every one of us, accept us, forgive us, and invite us to walk in your ways so that your glory might be revealed for the sake of the world who hungers for your love. Give us courage to name our flaws and to look for you for the wholeness we seek. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.